For a second day, US, NATO and Afghan troops have been waging an offensive designed to break the Taliban's grip on southern Afghanistan. The troops are meeting only pockets of resistance, but the operation has been complicated by the large number of makeshift bombs planted along local roads. The assault is seen as the first major test of President Barack Obama's strategy for turning the tide in the eight-year-old war. Washington correspondent Kim Landis reports.
This is the biggest joint operation since the US-led invasion of Afghanistan in 2001. US, British and Afghan forces have been encountering pockets of resistance, fighting off sniper attacks as they move towards the town of Marjah, a stronghold for the Taliban in southern Afghanistan and the linchpin of the opium smuggling network.
Clear as many compounds as possible and push up.
For a second day, US Marines and Afghan troops have been clearing houses one by one of explosives. This villager says they knocked on his door this morning and he saw Afghan soldiers in the lead and Americans following, adding he thinks the operation is going well. It's an opinion echoed by Brigadier General Larry Nicholson, the commander of the US Marines in southern Afghanistan.
I think it's going very well. I think it's only day two. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but we're optimistic that we're on timeline, maybe a little bit ahead of timeline. We've been surprised by the amount of IDs we found. There has been no shortage of IDs, probably even more than we thought.
The Afghan National Army's commander says about 25 enemy fighters have been killed. The operation is the first big test of US President Barack Obama's new surge strategy for Afghanistan. The president's been getting updates about the offensive over the weekend from his national security advisor, Jim Jones.
Obviously, we're in the initial phases, but it's going very well. It's an important moment in time because this is the first time that we really have put together all of the elements of the president's new strategy and the directions that he gave to his commanders.
Up to 15,000 coalition troops are involved in this offensive.
What's going on in the south is really a big story, I think, because I think we will be successful. I think they have a very solid plan. The president, Karzai, has endorsed it. And so we're all very anxious to see the results here.
Not everything is going smoothly. Two NATO rockets have hit a house, killing 12 Afghan civilians. The top US commander, General Stanley McChrystal, says he deeply regrets the incident and he's apologised to Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai. Meanwhile, the United Nations says an estimated 900 families have fled the fighting in the Marjah area. This is Kim Landers in Washington for AM.